This week's LivingInForsyth.com podcast is brought to you by Free Healthy Snack Boxes. You can get yours at LivingInForsyth.com. They will send you a box filled with delicious, healthy snacks, and all you need to do is let them know what you think. Shipping is free, no credit card required ever. Free Healthy Snack Boxes at LivingInForsyth.com. It's so good to see you again here on the LivingInForsyth.com podcast. We hope you're visiting LivingInForsyth.com regularly. And when you get there, please subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. It's actually multiple newsletters per week. And we will include special bonuses, special offers from great retailers and restaurants and other stores throughout Forsyth County and North Georgia. This is your heartbeat of Forsyth County and North Georgia. Mike Sciano, your humble publisher and host, thanks for visiting with us, and we're happy to have you here. You can listen to us where you get your podcasts and, of course, at LivingInForsyth.com. Spring is showing off here in Forsyth County, and it's the perfect time to get out, explore, and enjoy all the things to do in Cumming and North Georgia. We've got great family-friendly events, free and low-cost activities, some ideas for date nights, staying close to home, or traveling a little bit around the area. This week's guide has you covered with local parks, of course, Cumming City Center happenings, outdoor fun, and some simple stuff that just make the most of our beautiful spring weather. It's been a little warm lately, and we sure could use some rain, but the evenings have been lovely in early morning, so I hope you're getting out and enjoying that. We want to remind you that the Fowler Park Braille Trail and Pollinator Gardens, sponsored by the Forsyth County Lions Club, is having its rededication event Saturday, April 25th, 11 a.m. at Fowler Park. That's by the skate park, the Braille Trail and Pollinator Gardens. It's just amazing there, and volunteers have been working tirelessly for months and months to make the trail, the gardens, and the Braille signs updated, available for everyone to enjoy. So we hope that, especially if you're going to Fowler Park on Saturday, but even if not, if you can get out and support the Lions Club and the Braille Trail, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, a rededication ceremony. And all of our friends at the Forsyth County Lions Club would appreciate seeing you all. And it really is amazing. And it's the perfect time as we get into spring here in Forsyth County. We've also got the 4th annual Cumming Beer Fest, adults. This is for you, of course, if you've been looking for a fun adults afternoon. Not too far from home, an Uber's ride home, of course, after partaking of some beer. The 4th annual Cumming Beer Fest at the Cumming City Center is a big headliner this week. Expect craft brews, live music, plenty of space to hang out with friends right there in the heart of Cumming. It's Saturday, April 25th, 1 to 4. If you don't know where the Cumming City Center is, it's at 423 Canton Road. This is great for adults, afternoon, friends, groups, folks who love beer, or if you just love live music and in a fun atmosphere. Speaking of the City Center, that night, 7 to 9, they've got the Pat Benatar Tribute Band. It's amazing. Heartbreaker, tribute to Pat Benatar at the Lou Saab Amphitheater. And this is a chance for you to bring your chairs, blanket, grab dinner, maybe some dessert at City Center, and enjoy the free concert under the spring sky before it gets too hot out there. And this is great for everyone, kids, teens, adults, music lovers. We enjoy getting out there, and this is the perfect time of year for it. Hey, if you want more ideas, don't forget to visit livinginforsyth.com and check out the business directory. It's packed with local services, shops, resources to help you live, eat, and play better here in Forsyth County in North Georgia year-round. And that's what we do at livinginforsyth.com. If you've never visited our website, please visit, sign up for the free newsletter so you can stay abreast of everything that's coming up. Of course, we remind you of things that you may already know about, like the coming Farmers Market every Saturday morning now, usually 8 to 11 is the best time to visit. And more and more vendors are visiting. If you're a foodie, if you just want to get out and get the family out of the house early and get some great bargains and some delicious snacks and food, the coming farmers market. And then there's just much more going on around town that we want you to make sure and enjoy. And if you're looking for free stuff beyond the scheduled events, maybe you want to get away from people a little bit, don't forget about places like the Sawnee Mountain Preserve, where you can hike the Indian Seats, beautiful views, and it's still cool enough, especially if you get out there earlier in the day, noon, 1, 2, 3, a little warmer these days, but certainly an early morning hike or accessing Lake Lanier, you know, that's just a simple afternoon. You could just go out and have a picnic, enjoy the water out there. And then we've got some other things going on closer to home if you want to, you know, just have fun. There's the School Street Playhouse. You can catch a performance and just enjoy downtown. The Focal Center has got shows going on regularly. You need to check in with the Focal Center, and we, of course, highlight them at livinginforsyth.com. And if you want to take a little bit of a drive outside of our immediate area, don't forget Dahlonega, Cleveland. You can stroll Dahlonega Square, visit their local shops, and just to have a great time there. Many people bring their families up there for a visit, and there are plenty of Georgia state parks within a short drive. Amicalola Falls is probably my favorite, but there are so many others that you can enjoy, and we hope you get out there. And what we want you to do, of course, is send us pictures, send us stories, so we can share that with our readers and our listeners. If you're a business and you'd like to be a guest here on livinginforsyth.com, the podcast, we'd love to feature you and tell our listeners all about you and your business and what you have to offer. So just reach out to us, info@livinginforsyth.com. And of course, you can always send me your picks, your stories, questions, comments, suggestions. We're open to it all. Send it to Mike@livinginforsyth.com. We're so thrilled to have you here, and I appreciate your support. You've been with us all these years, and we're going to continue to bring you the best of Forsyth County and North Georgia. So live, eat, and play with us here at livinginforsyth.com. We'll talk to you again soon.